Dear listeners, this podcast is created by the Linguistov team.
Order a free English lesson with us at www.linguistov.ru.
And if you want to share your opinion and ideas regarding our discussions, you can email us at info@linguistov.ru.
Nobel Prize Week. Is it still not finished, or is it already done?
There are no Nobel laureates among us, I guess we cannot say.
Well, it's quite interesting because Higgs boson, they received the Nobel Prize.
Has any Russian received?
No Russians, no. But actually, it's quite interesting that...
They're racist.
I think that is because, well, we didn't do anything that's remarkable. It's not because they're racists. I thought that it was very interesting that the prize for literature was given to a Canadian writer who solely writes short stories.
I should read that.
Yeah, so Alice Munro. Just short stories, yeah. And because in literature it was well known that, you know, it's quite difficult to be a writer with just writing short stories. You just have to, like, write a novel. But still, she wrote just short stories. And she received the Nobel Prize.
Oh my.
Yeah, that's cool.
There is hope for me.
Yeah, that's what I thought. We have to be nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize.
What exactly for?
For bringing peace to the earth.
Or not taking it away.
For not making teachers go rioting on the streets of Russia.
Right, because we could, right?
We could, of course, yeah. We have all
if
the
If we wanted to, we could make such a great revolution in Russia.
Yeah.
Because we are quite influential.
Well, yes, of course.
If we leave our comfy sofas, then it will not be easy for the government to stop the revolution.
Mm-hmm.
But we are kind enough not to leave our comfy sofas.
Yeah, so I guess that's quite a good reason for us to receive a Nobel Peace Prize.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And the next Nobel Peace Prize goes to Linguistov.
Imagine, that would be a great advertising campaign for us all over the world.
Yep.
I thought that this girl, do you know her? This Malala, is she a Pakistani girl who was shot in the head? She was also nominated for the Peace Prize. I thought that she deserved this Peace Prize, so I was quite disappointed.
In their search for money, insurance companies turned to cryonics. Before that, an individual was alone in his intention to freeze himself after death in hope that sometime in the future he will be revived. Believe it or not, but hundreds of people either have signed a contract directly with cryonics institutes or are already lying still in extremely cold liquid. Insurance companies saw a great opportunity in a man's desire for resurrection. Now you may make an arrangement with one of these companies and their agents will wait at your deathbed until you're officially dead and take your body to the fully or partially frosted. And who knows, perhaps in 50 years you will be resurrected according to that contract in a brighter future.
It reminds me of the movie with Jared Leto, the Mr. Nobody, when the last man on Earth was frozen and then resurrected years later when there were only robots left.
Oh, and well, if he was the last man on Earth, who resurrected him?
Robots.
Ah.
Oh, yes, of course. How could we forget about robots? But do they have any proof that you will be resurrected when you're frozen?
Absolutely no proof. Absolutely no proof.
So you just sign a contract and hope for the best?
Yeah, it's just hope. There was an opinion in that article of one of the skeptics that cryonics is becoming a new religion. It is a religion because it gives you faith, it gives you hope, but it gives you no proof.
How popular is it? Has anyone already signed a contract?
Hundreds of people have, but not thousands, because it is still quite expensive. To freeze your whole body costs $150,000.
I could freeze your body for less than that, for even half of that amount of money.
Come to that and tell me.
Yes, come. And I will, I don't know, I could do that for $100.
If you tell me in winter time and we'll go fishing together. And you'll get frozen just for $100.
Yeah, and I remember that. I remember that fancy lake in New Zealand or Australia, which turns everything into stone.
To stone, yes. But New Zealand is far away, and Nabrizhny Chelny is not that far away. So I guess that Nabrizhny Chelny is going to be a new capital of cryonics. Yes. What? Of what?
Frozenology.
Frozenology. Oh, I love it.
So it is interesting how people wait till they are dead and only they get frozen, because it's like, it sounds stupid.
And what's the point?
Because,
of
you know, you have to be
frozen while you are dead.
You have to agree to be frozen alive.
What's the point of being frozen once you are dead?
Absolutely no.
Maybe not dead, but already aged and close to the.
But what's the point of it? When you get resurrected, you will just live the rest.
That sounds like brainwashing.
Maybe the future science can not only resurrect you, but rejuvenate you. Also.
They have nothing to do but resurrect you.
Yeah, but you paid money. You paid money, so
they don't care. Those future companies, they have their own problems.
Yeah.
Why would they care that somebody 200 years ago paid the money for it?
Already spend it on expensive cars and
right.
Do they justify this the cost? Because it's kind of I'm very interested in technological side of this thing, but because it sounds quite easy to freeze a person, why does it cost so much money? Is it some kind of?
I think it's not difficult to freeze the person. The problem is to refreeze the person who is already frozen.
They pay for freezing, but not refreezing.
But they pay for the service, I think, including freezing and refreezing.
She has a sexy voice, so it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Thank you.
Can you make a sexy voice? I don't know. What did your sexy voice sound like?
I have a sexy voice. I always speak with a sexy voice. It was my sexy voice.
Let's try some ridiculous sentence, but with a sexy voice.
Okay.
Say, I like cockroaches.
I like cockroaches.
Daniel.
Oh my. I like cockroaches.
You can do better, come on.
I cannot. There is a man in my room.
Oh, all right.
Okay, Landish, your turn.
I like cockroaches.
Was it the cockroach speaking?
Yes. I don't know. I don't have a sexy
voice. Sexy but scary. As if I was a cockroach. Yeah.
I don't know. How do you say it? I like cockroaches. No, I don't know.
It was like demonic.
I like cockroaches.
Cockroaches.
Yeah, this is what your voice is going to be like when you're refreezed.
That sounds actually very stupid, to freeze somebody once the person is dead. If you really want to benefit from this, then you have to be frozen while you are young and healthy, so that when you are refrozen, then you have a whole life in front of you to explore the future. Am I right?
Nobody would agree to that, of course.
Why not? If you are adventurous enough, and if you are, if you believe this idea. So we wanted to discuss this Anna Pugacheva thing.
Oh yes, yes.
I was waiting for this news from you.
Okay, so summarize it for us.
Please. Well, Alla Pugacheva, great and famous Russian pop star, has recently got twins. What are they, twins? Yeah. How old is she actually? She was born in she's 64.
Mm-hmm.
So she's 64, and she what?
Oh, you're such a great speaker.
It was very unexpectedly. So, okay, I found it on the net. So, Alla Pugacheva and her husband Maxim Galkin gave birth to twins, a boy and a girl, Harry and Lisa. And
Harry? How could they name a Russian child Harry?
They have all the rights to name the Russian child whatever name they want.
It was reported that children were born by a surrogate mother. How do you say it? Surrogate?
I guess.
Surrogate mother. So 37-year-old Maxim and 64-year-old Alla have been together for over 12 years. The singer earlier has one daughter, Christina Orbakaide. So what do you guys think about this 64 years old?
This Harry we will be laughed at in school.
Because of the name? Or because...
Well, why? I don't think that he will study in a, you know, in a public Russian school.
Harry Pugachev.
I think that they will probably send him somewhere.
Harry Galkin.
Harry Galkin, yeah.
The thing is that Alla is 64.
Mm-hmm.
So her grandchildren are now much older than her own children. So the problem is, will she be able to raise the newly born twins?
I think that she made it not for herself, because, well, I don't think that she needed these children. I think that she made it for her husband, because, you know, it's a young man, and I think that he knew that he would never have children with the woman that he loves. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And like when she revealed to him that she had some kind of this what's it called, eggs, frozen
eggs,
frozen eggs in the fridge. When she revealed to him that, I guess that he was very happy, because he didn't even think that he could have children, because I think that still every man, every person wants to have children. No, mm-hmm. Not every, maybe, yeah, but majority.
Yes.
And you still want to have children, especially with person you love. So I guess that she made it for him, so that they could have children. Of course, it's a big question if she will be able to even, you know, to raise them to...
I wonder, why is this whole fuss about? Why are the media discussing it so actively? They are blaming these celebrities for making this thing, for doing it. Then what's the whole fuss about? Why are they so aggressive towards this?
I do not follow Russian news. I think that firstly they say that it's unnatural from the religious mm-hmm. point of view.
I think the biggest thing the media don't like is the age difference between these two celebrities. Maxim is 37 right now. I'm looking at
Wikipedia. He's like twice younger.
And is it really possible to fall in love with a woman twice older? That's the point. And people,
yes.
The majority of people believe that there is no love between them. I'm not even, I don't know. I don't think a sane person would ever live with somebody he or she doesn't love. So, and that's why I think, of course, they love each other. Why would they do that then, if mm-hmm. not they don't love each other? But people maybe think it's unnatural to live with somebody older, much older than you are.
But again, I think that we already discussed it. I guess the society, Russian society, mm-hmm. is quite conservative. And mm-hmm. right now what the government does with all the gay rights, etc. Mm-hmm. They make this conservatism even worse. That mm-hmm. we think that it is unnatural for a man twice younger than this mm-hmm. woman love her. Or even if we speak about gays, yeah, the same thing. So we think that it's unnatural. We think that it's unnatural to have a surrogate mother. And that it's all, I don't know, blasphemy, and we can't have it.
Do you think you could be able to fall in love with somebody twice older than you are?
I guess for a woman to fall in love with a person who is twice older, or even more than that, is quite okay, because men are better with age. I think I always thought so.
But we have just recently discussed that. Women can also be quite...
Yeah, they're sexy, yes. I think that they become less...
less wild.
No, I guess on the contrary, they become... Right now I try not to pay that much attention to age, because I constantly get this proof that age doesn't matter. That even a person who is younger than me could be a lot wiser than I am.
And what about you, Daniel? Could you marry a woman?
Like twice older than
twice you? Older than you are.
I guess I would.
Theoretically.
I wouldn't feel normal.
If she were like Angelina Jolie, who's probably twice older than you are.
Well, Angelina Jolie doesn't count.
No, we speak theoretically. We speak theoretically.
Every man wants to marry Angelina Jolie even when she's 60.
So you see, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what age she is. If she looks good, if she's a cool and, I don't know.
She's immortal.
Yeah.
Her lips are too big.
Oh, that's a brand.
And the leg. Don't forget about the leg.
Legs, yeah. They grow right from the lips. Well, the ongoing project, one that is now being advertised in our group in vk.com, we are now
You're in doubt about that project?
You are distracted. You probably think about where I can find a man twice younger than I am.
How did you know?
I don't know. Do we have to advertise this project? It would be quite interesting, because it's sort of a reality show.
Well, let's make it. Let's make it.
My ideas
jump out of my head so fast that I can't even chase them.
Oh! No, gone.
Done.
So anyway, it will sort of be a reality show, but we're trying to choose a student who will be our guinea pig for the next 1 month. And we'll try to teach him English, a sort of special program. And that would be quite interesting. And we'll try to publish all the information about him, about this, at least one video per week. Try to follow it on our YouTube channel and on our pages and social networks. And I guess that's it. And we still continue our competition, the Finnish Mystory competition. So write stories and send your entries to info@lingvistov.ru. And look through our merchandise. We have merch, but it's only in vk.com. So if you're interested, go to vk.com. What is it? / Lingvistov, yes. Mm-hmm.
By the way, how many entries do we have?
We have three right
three
now.
Short stories.
Three short stories. We have first three places already.
Mm-hmm. Much of a crop.
We still have like around a month till the competition is ended. So still, there's still some hope.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe someone is writing a novel.
I guess so, yes, that's why it takes so long.
lots of books and discussions at www.lingvistov.ru.